Well, we are back after a few months off. Aaron Dugan joins us back on the podcast. Hope you listened to that slagging that Albion Rovers fan gave you last time.
I have been actually, and that says I've been out of busy, mate. That says looking also, I've just been halfway through my trip, and that to kind of well, you know, when it was in about 8 weeks, 9 weeks. I've been away kind of sea for five of them, which is unprecedented.
Yes, well, good to have you back on land and talking about your beloved Ken Beef. We're about a third of the way through the season here or there now. In general, before we dive into certain games, how do you feel the season's gone so far?
Definitely a lot better, isn't it? I mean, you know, obviously we've had a few tough results. Kind of, I know, kind of most so recently as well. Like, but kind of played a lot, kind of harder than the teams in the league so far. And then, kind of also the kind of dropping points, kind of like last minute's been tough. But again, when you look at kind of where we were last season at this stage, to where we are this season, and it's going to come together. It's going to get better as the season progresses. And as we get boys back for injury as well, like.
Yeah, well, my own club's got an injury crisis of its own. How do you think that's fared for your team at the moment? is it injuries in key positions here, or is it just a general malaise of too many injuries at the one time?
I think it's a bit of both. Like, and that's just, I think at one point Mona had Ken Jack Tate able to play left back, and you know, I mean, obviously, you can a team at our level doesn't usually have can two or three full backs in one position, but can also Jack Tate's been utilised more off the bench, brought in is it Ricky Garcia for Motherwell on loan to try and cover that gap as well. Like, so I think part of the issue is also that we kind of started again this season. Ken Carmichael has brought in his whole new team that like, and it's. I think it's hurt them trying to gel together to try and get a bit of momentum behind them. But I think once kind of calms down, once we get kind of our team back to full strength, it will kind of kick off. And that's as you can see that they're coming together. We're getting results against teams that we didn't last season. That we and certainly playing kind of like the best football that we've seen for a long time. Also, I've got Ross Cameron to thank for managing to get me the. Can send me over the game tapes whilst I've been out here. So when I've been able to download them, I've been able to download them. But kind of like they're 11 gigs away older, like getting that. I'm sat here about like 4 hours in a pub trying to get things downloaded, like getting that. So I've managed to get like the Edinburgh University game, the kind of civil service rollers game from the start of the season, and then kind of Galifianakis game for the other week. But it was like just kind of step too far for the couple of old ones, like, and I do not have any memory left on my little laptop, like, so I'm having to like clear them out. No, it's just a big stage just to keep memory up.
So I take it we'll start from the most recent game and kind of work our way backwards. And obviously, you said about your situation there, not being able to see every game in full HD quality, Scorsese style in the big cinemas. But Kenby 3, Gretna 2. Now, we've said it for a while now in this podcast, like Gretna are one of these teams just circling the drain at the moment, just in terms of they don't seem to have the squad to compete with the Lowland League in terms of the teams that are in and around them. It's only them and Edinburgh University that are kind of really struggling at the moment. But what did you think of the fact that when you heard that you only beat Gretna 3-2? A win's a win, of course, but there's a few question marks there about the kind of defensive record, considering Gretna are not great scorers within themselves.
Well, Dougie Hill had to come off quite early on into the game, and he's also a massive part of the kind of defensive effort for us as well. Like, but you've lost a big part of your defence there. That says conditions were terrible that weekend. I've been told that says it's scorching out here. By the way, it's about 36 degrees a day. Like, but. You know, so the weather is terrible over, you know, across Scotland, and there's kind of severe weather warnings. I know that the game was playable, but for a part-time team, you're having to travel to the kind of furthest away day that you've got. So it's a good result, then, especially when we've been struggling in the league to kind of pull results kind of at the bag recently. Like, kind of a couple of defeats, a couple of draws that should have been wins. So I think you take a win when you can, just talk it off to a kind of bad day at the office that you've managed to play in. That says you're never going to have a kind of get it 100% right every time. And well, we knew that last season at Gretna were kind of one of the teams that were struggling and still managed to beat us 3-0. Says I know it's a completely different team, but you've got to take improvement when you can see improvement.
Then go back to the Cumbernauld's Colts game 2-0 at Central Park. Did you maybe view that as a game where you think, right, if we win this game here, we're really in contention? I suppose East Kilbride are going to run away with the league, or it seems to be that case, but we could really put ourselves in contention to be in the chasing pack, and it was a bit of a disappointment one.
I mean, it's like Ross Cameron had sent the game files, and he says it's a hard watch, mate. And that, so I was always quite glad that I didn't manage to get the full game recorded. I watched the highlights, but it's you can you, again, it's one of those at this level, you're not going to have you can you're not going to hit the ground running every single time. You are just going to have off games. If we didn't, the players wouldn't be at the level that they are, the team wouldn't be at the level that they are. But so sometimes you just have to can again just say, right, well, that's just an off game. That says I do think that if we'd won that game, especially Cumbernauld, that were a team that we kind of traded blows with last season, and that says they seem to get the kind of the upper hand of us. But they're having a good season as well. I think I've yet to yet to make a decision on it. If it was a bad day at the office for us, or if it was that they just got it right on the day, that I think. It's a result to be disappointed with, and I think it had shown that how much we'd have improved if we had got the 3 points. But I think you just got to take blows when you take blows, and we all know that this season wasn't about like sitting first or second. It was about seeing how much we've improved, and I think we have. So I think it's just a case of now building on this improvement and seeing how far we can get up the leagues this season, and then building onwards for the next campaign as well, to really take that step forward to get us back into League Two.
Going back to the Scottish Cup game then, 2-1 against Linlithgow Rose, obviously pits you with your closest rivals in the league at the moment. I think you were talking to me off air, it's the first time in a while that I can be progressing the Scottish Cup at any round.
I think the last time we'd done it was against when we beat Clyde 2-0 under Gary Bowen. No, it says that's the one that kind of sticks out in my mind. And that says, oh, also kind of not had the chance to really look back and really kind of find that. So, can apologies if I've got that wrong, but it's a long time since we've had a kind of a positive result in the cup and to get into the next round. Also, going up against Kilwinning next, a team that I think are in the second division of the Western Leagues. And that says off the top of my head
Double
that you'd
check
have to
that.
check that.
I
I
think
think
you
I'd
may be right.
have to check that now. But honestly, it's a good chance to get another scalp on and progress again. I think that's imperative to have a good cup run. Also, we've not done a Berwick and like it's just gambled our financial security on a cup run. But I think anything you get further in a cup, the more money you get, this is it's better for the club and as a whole. That's just hopefully it's a. A good tie. If we get through winning it, so we get a good tie off the back of it, and we're able to get a good crowd and a kind of good spot in the money.
Yeah, they got relegated last season from the Premier Division, so they're in the First Division, which is the seventh
First
tier, so
division,
two below the
yeah.
you've
So
had you've had
I mean,
trouble in the past with teams in the lower reaches, and that's maybe why you didn't progress too much in the Scottish Cup too often. Was there not a civil service game that you struggled against? There was an on-off
Civil
team.
Service was the one that got Gary Bowen the sack the season before that. Sorry, was it the season before that, and it was Broxman that knocked us out as well.
Oh
So
yeah.
again, teams that have a kind of again, two or three divisions below we've struggled with. And I mean, certainly I was at came both the Broxman ties and all came completely came different era for us, but before that. We felt that we could just walk by them at Central Park, and then also they gave us a bloody nose through Midlothian. So I think, but I think Callum's a completely different kind of manager, a completely different beast to what we've had in Gary Bowen and Morris Ross. Where I think he knows the level, he knows what how teams are going to are capable of, and especially it isn't as big a gap as what you think it is. So I think I'll be happy to see us get through, and that says I do work with a couple of people from Kilwinning as well, so they're going to be at the game. That says it's a shame that I'm still at sea for it, because it'd be nice to get met up with them, and that like one of them is retired now, so getting a bit of a shame that I'm missing that. But surely they'll be a good travelling support, and it'll be a positive result for us.
Yeah, and they're not a team that's flying at the moment either. They're roughly mid-table, but they've got a few games in hand. They can make that up. Chris Aitken's their manager. He was former East Kilbride. A few names on their squad as well that'd be familiar to SPFL fans as well. So like I said, they're not going to be. It's not going to be a walk in the park. So it'll be an interesting game. And like I said, hopefully you do progress. But there's a case of the South Challenge Cup, a competition that's new to my ears. Beat Kilsyth 2-0. What level are Kilsyth in the first place, Adam? Pardon my ignorance.
Sorry, Michael, I was completely lost in my world there. That's just you repeat yourself.
I'm just saying through my ignorance, Kilsyth, what level are they in the South Challenge Cup?
I think any time you get a cup run through there, and that's just what Ken, like, I know that Ken, you see it as a bit of a Diddy Cup and Ken, it's not a real cup, but any time you've got a chance to win silverware, it should be Ken should be Ken taken really,
Grasped.
and that's just. Yeah, grasp that, and that's it. I think any chance you get a chance to get to lift a trophy, you should take it. And I know it's going to kind of distract us from league duties and that, but you know, Galafiri didn't win it last season, and they had a kind of it's on a kind of mid-level team, and kind of, as the season pans out, it's not the kind of it's very unlikely that we're going to that we're kind of, we're going to be kind of fighting East Kilbride for that first spot. So. Anytime you've got the chance to win a trophy, take it.
And you've got Whitehill Welfare. That's actually this Saturday as well in the South Challenge Cup. But I guess what do you make of it running concurrently with like the Scottish Cup? I suppose like you had back to back fixtures there away from league duty. Yeah, it was like 3 weeks without a league fixture because you're playing two cups. But Jing, they just needs better format. To even just like I said, it's a lesser competition, but just to show it off a bit more as well.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason why we've had this kind of bad spell in the league as well. That says you get out of the kind of swing of a grind, I think, and then obviously get like back to back kind of one off games is going to take you out of that kind of mentality of getting results in the league. So I think the way that the setup is, but it is what it is at this level. You're just going to have to kind of take on the chin when it happens. And, yeah, we do need to start to build towards getting ourselves out of the league, and I'm certainly taking that kind of step forward. It's just a case of having to roll with the punches.
Yeah, and I suppose the cup competition was a good distraction from the league because we're getting to a stage of five games previous there where Quimby versus Galloway 2-2 get beat 2-0 off Tranent, beat Berwick Rangers 2-0, Berwick get beat off East Kilbride 4-2 as well, and then there's the draw at home against Broomhill, which may have been the first game that he failed to score in the league as well. So
Yeah,
it's not too often that's happened this season as well, which is a refreshing change of pace from
I
season
know
previous.
that. I think this just shows you how much improvement there is. I think we're sat on 22 goals in the league right now, which
There's some
kind of
seasons you've not
that
reached 22
that's
goals.
a season worth for a long time for us. So it just shows you how I know that seven have come against Edinburgh University, but kind of that's two goals against Celtic B, which are kind of team that we couldn't play. Yeah, we got one goal against last season, 2-2 against a lot of teams that we really struggled against last season. So it just shows that we are getting there. It's just a case of keeping the concentration for the full 90 minutes and making sure that we hold on to results. If you look at the points that we dropped from winning condition winning positions, sorry, not conditions, from positions, that says we'd be much higher up the league than what we are.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the you talked about it there at the start as well, the draws in the last minute of games, and maybe like a Galloway who've been leaking goals, the fact that you can maybe put them to sword, especially at Central Park, it's the points dropped are really put you back into the middle of the pack rather than closer to say a Cumber on goals in this division as well. Because if you look at it, there's teams that have got good goal differences at the top, like East Kilbride 29, Cumbernauld 12, Hearts under 21s 13, Tranent 18, and then you have to go down to Linlithgow Rose for the next team that's in double figures, and then you're sat in four, and that's because just defensive lapses or concentration or whatever it may be, has cost you points at vital times.
Yeah, I mean, I do believe it's going to come. I think Ken has been brilliant getting Dougie Hill back for the nostalgia aspect. It's brilliant to see him like because he really come to the forefront he's, at the start of his career when Kent entered their golden age. So it's nice to see him coming back at a time when we do actually look like we're going to cannot obviously be at the same level as what we were at the start of the Mixed Pat Lynam era, but again, certainly on our way back up and playing the best football that we have done for a long, long time. So it's I think it's good to see that come kind of full circle. But I think everybody would agree that we need a kind of long term solution at the centre of defence. Now having Ian Davidson last season coming to end his career now kind of relying on Dougie Hill, it's I think that once we get a kind of long term solution and a kind of sturdy defence, that we're going to be the team to beat in the league.
Yeah, and I mean, results like the 7-1 against Edinburgh University, of course, they're not a team that are up to much this season. They're struggling mightily, and I suppose that depends on the kind of students that they intake year in, year out. If they lose good players, if they graduate effectively, the next crop comes in, they might not be as decent. It might give me a big smack, but like I said, Kenbeath don't often score 7 in a league game, no matter what level they've been at in the last few years. I think it might have been 20-odd years since they scored 7 in a game or something like that.
I can mind you kind of finding out the kind of stats for it because you put it up on the Twitter page, but
But yeah, it's just like it. You like I said, you do need to get your wins when you get them, and I think it has been a solid enough start to this season. And I think it's just the case like there's few draws in there. Like what could have been? But I suppose in a sense, it's going to be hard to keep up with East Kilbride no matter what he did in the league this campaign. And I suppose he still put up a good fight against them this time around, even though the oxymoron to that is, as opposed to you've had good results against teams that you struggled against last season. Did you not go to East Kilbride last season and actually beat them as well?
I mean, we beat them last season, but that was an East Kilbride team that could have said that they had a poor season off of their kind of standards and their ambitions. Also, they come back once Mick Kennedy, well, we got announced the kind of game after, but they come in and trounced us at Saint Patrick's as Cam Elliott took over. So I think it just shows you that can also they're the team to beat this year. That's just to go can go up there and hold ourselves in if can also they turned it on. But I think can see what can do in the reverse game. And if you can beat teams like East Kilbride, you're going to be in a good position. That's just, but I don't think you should look back on that result and can judge your campaign on it. Not as a judge how far you've come. When you look at the teams that have beaten us, I'd say that only Cumbernauld Colts is the one that you could say, well, again, we should have done better there. No, it's again, Tranet's obviously got the well-run committee that's fallen to pieces, and they've got East Kilbride's obviously thrown money into it this season. So I think again, there's two results there that again, are teams that would expect to struggle with. Also, Max Christie's done a good job at Tranent right now, and Mick Kennedy's has got East Kilbride flying, and I think they will be a League Two team. That's his. I think in the long and short of it, is you look at the Cumbernauld Colts game, and I do think that's the one game you think, well, should have kind of like turned up for that. But as I say, you're not going to have again 100% play effort all the time. It's just not human nature. It's not football at this level.
No, quite right. After Whitehill Welfare, you've got Tranent away. Google still has EDU Sport Academy. They've not been in existence for a long time. That's
For a long, long time.
the Cali Braves now, isn't it?
I agree.
They're winning in the cup, and obviously the rearranged fixture between yourselves and Albion Rovers. Results wise, progression wise, what would you like from the month of October?
I think if we could get a result against Tranent, that shows that we have improved, and especially seeing as they've budded their nose. You want to kind of beat the you want to be able to compete against best teams in the league, and to get a result against Tranent would show that we have taken that massive stride in the way that we've improved. But I think if you can get a win against them, get a win against Albion Rovers, who have had a decent start to loan life and loan league life, and I think probably the best, the kind of team that's kind of adapted to it the best. Don't know if that's because also Sandy Clark had that kind of short spell at East Stirlingshire, so he kind of has an idea of what the level is. But if it's just down to them being able to just pull in kind of the right kind of player for the level, but they've had a kind of a decent start to league life. So I think if we can beat them and just put them back in their place and say, well, you're the ones that you should be doing what we've been doing. But I think if you beat the teams that are around you, that's it. And I think that's where definitely where we struggled last season as well, is that we couldn't pull off results against teams that were duking at the same kind of level as us. So if we beat teams that are where we should be around this season, we're going to be in a good state.
Yeah, I mean, Albion Rovers is a funny one because they've only played 7 league games this season because of the League Cup, all our cups postponements, of course, as well. So, like, they've got off to a decent start, 3-1-3, only conceded 3 goals, scored 13. So they've got a good goal difference there. But it's interesting with them, like you said, because I watched that Stirling Uni game that was on the BBC Scotland, the Scottish Cup tie. And they look like really impressive, really an outfit that a lot of teams would be feared. But because they played so little in league football, like almost half opposed to the last teams, you don't know quite where they are yet. But like I think you're onto a point there with Sandy Clark's experience and the lone league we still ensure he's had at least he's had a look at some of the opposition and he knows what the players that he need at this level. And I think there is, especially up top, they do have some well raw players. They do have some impressive, certainly athletes at this level who can certainly give a lone league defender a bit of a doing in the physical battle as well. So I think that'll be a really interesting contest. But like you said, it's if you've got to show your kind of minerals in this division, if you slapped in the team that's just come down from League Two, I think that'll be a real sign of intent. I mean, just in general, like the way you want to go with the rest of the season, say we're talking the halfway stage, which must be about January or so, where will you be happy seeing Ken Beath being, or what trajectory would you like them to be on?
I think if we can continue on the way that we're doing, that says we've only been beaten 3 times, and that says I think well said already this podcast, the two teams that kind of two of the teams that have beaten us, East Kilbride, you can't just you can take that on the chin that you've been beaten off of them, and Tranent as well. That's it's just with the kind of teams that they've been building, but if we can get a bit more consistency, we'd be able to hold on to leads. I can't see why we can't be sat again fifth, sixth at the end of the season. That says that Ken Berrick done it last season. That says we could do it this season. I think we've had around the same kind of start as what Berrick done last season. Kind of sat kind of around kind ninth to about 15th, and then they managed to shoot up the league. So there's no reason why we can't do it.
Is that what you want to do? Do you want to do a Berwick? Spend all your
Maybe.
money, go
That says put
bust
all our money until Ian Buchanan at some point. It's
the
just that I was absolutely shocked by that. Like that says I was sat in the shack just going 95%, 95%. My boss had to be like, you know that it's not going to change at any time that you keep on saying it. Like, but I think
It's only going to go
just
higher.
like let's. I mean, I think that's it. That's the fear at this level right now is that you want to be competitive, but there is teams East Kilbride that are able just to kind of bear the brunt in that sense. But I think you need to balance it. And I think we've got the kind of a great board for that, and that they aren't with the gamble the security of the club financially to compete. We will build a team that's competitive on a budget that we have.
Yeah, I think that's the fear with a lot of the League Two clubs coming down, isn't it? That they've had that safety blanket for a long time that they can the secured income mention it to the level that they're playing at, but now it's you don't have the parachute payments. I think so you only get 2 years of that, don't you?
Yeah,
League the League Cup money goes away. We'll see next season if Ken Beath are in League Cup once again.
oh, so that was
But
his will be in it, like.
the League Cup money goes away. I mean, you're starting in the Scottish Cup at a lower base as well, so the money for that as well. Because I think David was saying to me, like, Albion Rovers and Stirling University only got £1.5 grand for that being on the telly in the first round as well. I mean, that's barely going to cover like the cost of actually running the game and players' wages
Yeah.
and the staff as well. So like, yeah, I mean, and I think David's intimated a few times like he worries about the future of Albion Rovers because they're not a bit like Cowdenbeath for a while. Like they weren't bringing in new
Yeah.
fans, and then the older fans or the tenured fans, the people that have been coming for a while had kind of slowly drifted away. And if it's hard to get them back, how are you going to bring the new generation? And then I think he worries a bit for like the future of Albion Rovers if they turn into a bit of a Berwick Rangers in the coming years if they don't get out of the division quickly. But I suppose in a sense, like if East Kilbride go up, I think you're looking at a more competitive fifth tier, and I think you're looking at more interested, and that in itself brings around fans and competition.
Aye.
People start to gain an interest, because I think we have seen on Pye and Bovril certainly more positive reaction around Kenmuth this season than there has been for maybe
Oh,
since
100%. I think.
the championship season.
Oh, aye. I think that the football is. I know for the level that we are, it's definitely the kind of most attractive football I've seen for a long time. That I think well, you see the kind of the panic that we can put into teams defensively, the amount of penalties that we've managed to get from people just kind of diving in. The players like Jamie Docherty and Zach Butterworth are just tricky. They are causing panic in defences. So I think it just shows you that we attackingly we're there. It's just defensively that we need to tighten up.
Yeah, and I think that's just like the small critique that you can have. But I suppose in Callum Elliott's side, he's been kind of foolhardy, and like he'd rather lose a game. Sorry, rather win a game 5-4 than 1-0, and that's fair enough. It's commendable. It's what the fans want as well. But I suppose the bit that stings in the tail is when you're conceding last minute goals,
Aye.
and it does hurt, and it does sting. And it's like you're looking at the teams with the best defensive records. Okay, Trent's got 3 games in hand here. They're probably the second best team in the league. And I suppose you could say as well, you've been beating off the three best teams in the league as well. East Kilbride's only conceded 9, and then everybody else is in kind of in double figures there. Like even Cumbernauld's got 16, Berwick's on 14, Celtic B's on 14. I mean, obviously we've only played 7, of course we've only got 10. So I think it's the case that every team in this division is capable of scoring goals. Like even the strugglers in the bottom, Stirling University, for example, they've only scored 11. Edinburgh, who are bottom, are still averaging more than a goal a game. So I suppose as well, as like maybe the thinking is as well that every team scores in this division. So try, well, not just saying abandon the defence, but we'll score more than you mentality is probably the way to tackle this division, I suppose.
I think there's a bit of truth in that. I think obviously you need a good defence. Obviously, Spartans had a decent defence last season. East Kilbride have a decent defence as well. So I think that there is a bit of a balancing act. I think it's we need to do a bit more balancing. I think we're a bit too top heavy. But as I say, it's been an exciting season. It's been a good watch, and I kind of been very very lucky myself to be able to get the game tapes from Ken Ross, and that says looking forward to getting back into the camera when I get home. Like that says, but yeah, just I think we're in a good position right now. It's a position that I think with a bit of your hand off for last season. So I think if we take a step back, it's been a good season. That has been a very good season. That says there's things to improve on, but can win us or not with Ken and Beef. That says. We wouldn't be Ken Beef if we didn't make it hard for ourselves, and that's kind of what we have done kind of in certain games.
Yeah, I suppose while off the field, it's got on the field matters as well. Robbie McNab, the captain of Kenbeath, did a piece for A View from the Terrace to talk about his father who's got Huntington's disease, and how it's potentially genetic and it can be passed down. And he's saying how he's kind of did the test and got the indicator for it. And I think we both watched the piece and thought, how commendable it was to come out and obviously show awareness of it, but how he also showed the kind of right attitude towards life, I suppose, on getting that diagnosis as well.
Oh, I thought it was a great piece, and that says it's very, very, very brave of him to come out and say it. That says, and it was correct when he says, kind of like it's good for him that came to be able to raise awareness for it. And that says, if it had been like a kind of Premier League player, or even a kind of Aberdeen player or a St Mirren player, that says it'd be kind of a lot more awareness to it than being in the Old League. So I think that's the great thing about the kind of View for the Terrace is that came. Players at all levels can get the chance to tell their stories, and I wish I could do the things that Robbie McNab's done, and that's to say something kind of like it looks like he is living the kind of life at Riley, and that's so he's making the most of it, and I think any time you get a chance to raise awareness to something that's horrible like Huntington's disease is kind of commendable.
Yeah, and obviously, if people are unaware, Huntington's disease is a condition that damages nerve cells in the brain, cause them to stop working properly, and basically just over time you get worse and affects your movement, your cognitive function, and your mental health. So sadly, there is no cure for it. I don't think there's much in terms of ways you can stop it. I think there's maybe just trying to live as healthy life as possible to try and delay the onset of it as much as possible. But sadly, it just effectively just robs you of your cognitive function. And sadly, like that's there is no necessarily when it's going to onset, when it's going to happen. So yeah, Robbie definitely took the right attitude to life to just go out and live it to its fullest. Like he will. Well, his life might be stunted in some ways. He's lived a very full life within himself, and a lot of life that many people would like to lead. And he's doing his PT business off the field. He's captain of the club at a relatively young age. He's only like 27 as well. So I think there's a lot to. Well, it's a sad disease. There's a lot to take from it in a positive sense that he's obviously doing well. It's kind of maybe freed the shackles off a bit. It's like saying I'm on a ticking time bomb here, effectively. That's what he said. And it's like a slow burn, but I can go out and try and do all these things and fit in as much as in life as possible. So I think it's very commendable, and it's very commendable that he came out and said it when he could have been down about the thing and maybe been within himself, as many footballers have been in the past, and not willing to open up about certain things going on in their life, which is of course is their right, but it could maybe help or give focus to other people who are struggling in their lives as well.
I certainly. I think it kind of puts it all into perspective as well. Like, it's just because, you think it all your O's and that, and can you think, well, actually, you've got it all right. Like, you've got kind of, because I think certainly gave me that. So it's why am I doing that? Like, there's no reason why we shouldn't be out doing those kind of adventures. Like, and I think, well, as you say, as Robbie said himself, like, that's just. Can't live life to the full. You've only got one there.
Yeah, quite right. Is there anything else you'd care to add on this episode of the podcast, Aaron?
No, I can't think of anything myself. Like that's just, just hopefully I'm hoping to try and get into a Bahraini Football League match at some point. That's it's just can waiting for times and to try and figure out which club's the closest. Like and that's is but aye, that's just, apart from that, mate, just looking forward to getting home and hopefully. In December will come around and I'll get a few games in.
Right. Thank you for joining me, Adam.
Right, cheers, mate. Thanks a lot.
And thank you for listening.